Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter has been banned for life by the NBA. A league investigation found Porter gave sensitive information to bettors to gamble with and even bet against his own team. Jamie Strachan has the story.
Porter the three, got it, a big
Toronto Raptor Jonte Porter will never play another game in the NBA after a league investigation revealed Porter provided confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in games for the purposes of gambling, and bet on NBA games. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said Porter's blatant violations of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment. Raptor president Masai Ujiri says the team had no idea.
We didn't. We did all due diligence, you know, like, and I think from all the reports and everything we had, I think this was nothing we could know about.
Porter is the 18th player banned by the NBA, but the first for gambling. Jamie Strachan, CBC News, Toronto.
The federal government is making it easier for dentists to provide services under its National Dental Care Plan. It delivers care to people who do not have dental insurance. But many dentists have been reluctant to participate because of additional red tape. Health Minister Mark Holland says they can now bill insurers directly for their work.
What we've created is a very simple process. It'll work exactly like all the other insurance plans will work. They will use the same computer program that they use for the private system. They put in the claim, and in over 90% of the cases, they're going to be paid in less than 2 days.
Holland also says dental professionals will not have to sign a formal contract to join the program. Ottawa says more than 1.7 million Canadians have been approved for coverage, but many have had trouble finding a dentist to treat them. Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were killed by a Russian missile attack in the city of Chernihiv. Residents hit the ground for cover as the airstrike obliterated some buildings. Dozens of people were injured. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the attack would not have succeeded if Ukraine received enough air defense assets. He warns his country is nearly out of ammunition to neutralize the nearly daily missile attacks launched by Russia. For months, a U.S. aid package to Ukraine has stalled in Congress due to opposition from some hardline Republicans. But now comes word the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on bills, including one providing assistance to Ukraine and other countries. Three separate bills call for more than $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. The vote is scheduled for Saturday, but its outcome is uncertain. A group of hardline Republicans is threatening to oust Mike Johnson as Speaker for providing military aid to Ukraine. Johnson says he plans to push ahead with the legislation. A culture of downplaying safety risks and conspiring at all costs to keep Boeing planes in the air. Those are among the accusations made against the aircraft maker at a U.S. Senate hearing. Boeing is in the hot seat after a series of safety incidents involving its planes. Chris Reyes reports.
Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
In a scathing testimony, veteran Boeing engineer Sam Salapour described in great detail a flaw that he believes could cause a widely used aircraft, the Dreamliner 787, to fall apart mid-flight. He said the gaps between the big pieces that make up the plane's fuselage are too big, but no one at the company is doing anything about it. The committee also heard from Ed Pearson, a former Boeing manager. He went further, calling the safety culture at the company dysfunctional.
Unless action is taken and leaders are held accountable, every person stepping aboard a Boeing airplane is at risk.
In an official statement, Boeing said Salapour's allegations are inaccurate and that the company had full confidence in its Dreamliner fleet. Chris Reyes, CBC News, New York.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.